Hello and welcome to the brand new podcast service, Acting Obvious, brought to you by Avenue Management and hosted by me, Alan Metizadeh. Acting Obvious will cover a range of topics which will hopefully help performers feel better prepared and more confident working in today's industry. Some of the information covered in these podcasts might be fairly obvious, hence the name, but some of it might not. In any case, if just one person takes away just one thing they didn't already know, this process will have been a success. So, today we're going to talk about commercial castings. So, commercials, or adverts as they're also known, are the little clips before, during and after a movie or a TV program where a product is advertised. I'm sure you already know this. Obviously, you do not get commercials on the BBC, and they are designed to get you to buy products, to get consumers to buy the product. Now, they are incredibly big business. They are very lucrative, and especially for an actor where one day's work could potentially give you enough money to pay the deposit on a small house or flat, or in London, a shed. They're not often as lucrative as they once were, but all the same, they can be very well paid for a day's work. You're very often looking at least four figures. So commercials tend to cast to a particular look. They are very, very interested in whether or not you have the right look for their product. And if you are going to connect and appeal to the customers that they want, their target audience, that they want to buy the product. So let's talk a little bit about commercial castings. For someone who's new to them, it can be quite a nervy experience. It's very easy to become a little bit flustered. It's a very, very, very quick process. You often don't get a lot of notice. You'll be told the evening before that you've got a commercial casting the next morning in central London, and it works in that way with TV adverts. They are very quick. It's a very hectic, fast-paced business, and they see a lot of people. They have to try and get the very perfect person for their product. So if you do have a commercial casting coming up, it's really important to make sure you're properly prepared. Now, by prepared, I mean plan your journey. As with any audition, make sure you know where you're going. Actually Google map the address that you're going to, so you can actually see a lot of the London venues that are used for advert castings are down pretty small streets, and there's no advert, there's no signs, there's no real clear indication as to where you're going. So it's good to just try and Google map and see exactly where you're going. Once you've been invited to a commercial audition, before you go, just check with your agent that there aren't any sides or script for you to have a look over before you go. Of course, your agent, being a good agent, will send those to you anyway, because the casting director will provide them with the sides. But it might be an idea to check, especially if you feel that the product and the character is has quite a lot of dialogue. Just make sure there aren't any sides. There are often occasions where actors walk into the audition rooms and they're asked, have you had a look at the script? And they'll say, my agent didn't send me the script. So try and get familiar with that if there is one. And if possible, try and be off book. That's always helpful. But do make sure that there isn't any script if you haven't been sent any. Check any wardrobe requirements. Again, casting directors can be very specific about what they want you to wear, or especially not to wear. So make sure that you've read the audition invite properly, had a good look at the breakdown, and check if you're meant to wear something specific or if there's something they really want you to avoid. For example, if you're going in the room to audition for a Nike advert, don't walk in covered in Adidas branded clothing, obviously. Check the script, check if there's any hair or makeup advice that's been given. Most of this will be on your audition invite, but it's always a good idea to check if you feel like it's something where maybe something's been missed off. So once you've done all that, make sure, that you know where you're going. Leave with plenty of time. The last thing you want to be doing when you're going to an audition where your image is quite important, as it is for a commercial casting, the last thing you want to be doing is running, getting yourself all hot and bothered, sweaty, flustered, It's not a good start, so make sure you give yourself plenty of time. As with all auditions, never be late. Always try to be early. You'll feel more relaxed. You'll feel more acclimatized, and you'll feel like you're prepared. So, also make sure you know who you're meeting. If you're going to one of the popular casting studios such as Bang, The Observatory, any of those guys, there can often be more than a couple of casting directors in the building that day, casting a number of different projects, the same at Spotlight. So make sure you know who you're meeting and what product it's for. Now, once you go into the room, or once you go into the studio, hopefully on time, hopefully not flustered, the first thing you'll probably be given is a headsheet. A headsheet is like an application form. It's a form for you to fill out with your personal details, your agent's details, your clothing sizes, hair color. Hopefully you know your hair color and your eye color. That sort of stuff. So make sure you know all of that. Make sure you have got your agent's name, email address, and phone number to hand. Of course you will, but just make sure you do. You will also be asked to fill out if you've been in any other commercials in the last 3 years, more often than not. Now, for example, if you're going to a Nike audition and you were in an advert for Adidas 1 year before, and that's where you've got all that sparkly Adidas branded clothing you haven't worn to this audition, then if you have been in the competitor's advert, they probably aren't going to want to use you. More often than not, a breakdown will say, please avoid anyone who's been in the competitor's advert in the last 3 years. So the same with, for example, supermarkets. If you're in for a Tesco advert and you've just done a Sainsbury's advert, you probably want to bring that up to your agent, because it's unlikely that they're going to want to use you, most, you know, being completely honest. Of course, that's not always the case, so always ask the question. But be prepared to be told, unfortunately, we can't use you because you've been seen advertising a competitor in the last 3 years. So on your headsheet, you'll fill out your personal details, your sizes, your history in terms of commercials that you've done previously. Get all of that filled out. And you'll also quite often be asked for a quick photo, so a quick Polaroid up against the wall, or not so much Polaroids these days, but they'll certainly take a photo and upload it for the casting director and possibly to your headsheet. Give all that back in. Give them their pen back. Don't steal the pen. Give them everything back and sit and wait. If you've been given some script to look over, and sometimes you'll find that even though you've already had a script, the script you're given on the day changes. Clients change their minds very, very quickly and very often. So even if it looks like the same script, just give it another read over to make sure you're in the same place. Then once you're called into the room, be friendly, be you more than anything else. They want to meet you. So be prepared to wait around a little while. You always end up waiting with commercial castings. They quite often will run late because they see a lot of people and they want to give everybody the best chance to be seen. So if you have had to wait a while, don't take that into the room with you. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help the casting director, and it's not going to show you in a friendly light. So now you're in the room. Say hello to everybody. Shake hands if you feel it's appropriate. Don't try and force a conversation. If they want to talk to you and get to know you, they'll lead the conversation. But chances are they are so busy, they're going to want to get you in, see what you can do, and say thank you, and we'll be in touch. So don't try and force a long conversation, but do be polite, do be friendly, and do be yourself. Now, once you're in, it's really important to remember to act natural. Be natural. Most people in commercials are seen as just being relatable, aspirational, normal, everyday people. So just be yourself. They do not want the next Olivier standing in the room giving a big Shakespearean performance. They just want to see a normal person promoting, selling, advertising their product. So do that. Just be a nice, normal person. Of course, there are occasions where you'll be asked to be something more heightened. You may have to be prepared to do some very, very odd things. To give you an example, I once went into a commercial and was asked if it would be okay to for me to basically go to Rio de Janeiro to shoot this commercial? Absolutely. Be paid very well to do so? Absolutely. And would I be happy to be on the beach dancing around in a pair of very small gold hot pants and nothing else? You can probably guess the answer. Anyway, I was still asked to do a bit of samba dancing, which I've never done in my life. And even though I knew that I was not going to be getting that advert, and even if I did, I would not be doing that advert, you still have a laugh. You still show yourself in the best light to the casting director and to the client, the director. But be prepared to do some odd things. You do get asked to do some very strange stuff, and that's when they're maybe not looking for you to be so natural and normal. Read the room, read and try to take direction as best you can. They will probably do two or three takes. If you mess one up, that doesn't mean it's all over. They'll do two or three, but more often than not, they'll only use one. They're going to do two or three, and as soon as you've left the room, delete the ones they don't want and just retain the one that they do want. So don't be worried. If it goes wrong, it's fine. Remember not to wear anything with stripes, big branding, logos on it, even if you're not in the room for a product that clashes. Avoid big brands, logos, pictures, writing. Make sure you do not wear stripes. When you do go in the room, you'll be asked to stand on a mark, usually a T that's on the floor, marked in LX tape. You'll stand there, you'll be asked to look straight down the camera, say your name and agent, and you'll then be asked for your profiles. Simply put, turn left, let them see the left side of your face, turn right, let them see the right side of your face, and then they'll likely ask for your hands. Just lift your hands up towards your face so the camera can see them, show both sides of your hands, and put your hands back down by your side, and they will often do a full body shot as well. And that's it, really. Once you've done your audition and you've left and you're trying to decide if it went really well or really badly, you may hear again, you may not. It's quite common with commercials, because of the high turnover, that you won't hear anything if you didn't get it. You also need to be prepared to be shortlisted, penciled, recalled. You may be asked to come back and do another audition. Usually these are paid generally about £50. So if you are asked to come back, you'll generally pick up a £50 payment for that. With regards to being penciled, it just means they really want you to hold the dates because you're somebody that they really like for the commercial. It doesn't mean you've got it, unfortunately. And even if you are heavy penciled, until you're confirmed and until you've got a contract, you haven't got that job. So try not to read too much into being penciled, heavy penciled, really, really, really heavy penciled. It just means you're moving further along the list. There are a lot of people that have to approve somebody for a commercial. It starts with the casting director's team. You've got the director, you've got the advertising marketing agency, you've got the client themselves, so the business you're advertising, all of their executives, their marketing department. It's a long process, and even though it happens very quickly, there are a lot of people involved. So if you don't get an advert, never, ever take it personally. It's more often than not nothing to do with you. And don't be surprised when the advert does come out if the person that is doing it is nothing like you whatsoever. Anyway, that's all I've got to say on commercials. I hope it's been a bit of a longer one, this one. I hope it's been some use at least. If you do have any questions, please feel free to drop me an email, alan@avenuemanagement.co.uk. You can also follow on Twitter, avenuemanage. Thanks very much. Take care and good luck with those auditions. Thank you.